Yeah, I've seen the other one.
Yeah.
What, this?
Somebody stepped on your
car. Oh, I don't know who. Somebody big. Somebody big. I didn't have my shoes pumped up either. It's bad.
Could you talk about 5 and 11 out there and the work they're doing and that struggle, that battle for that spot, and also Seneca and the position in general? But start out with talking about the 5 and 11, what you're seeing from them.
Well, it's tough for the younger quarterbacks because they don't get the snaps, and they're being evaluated just as closely as everybody else. But, you know, they got to get all their work done and the drill work and the individual stuff. And unfortunately, when we go to the team drills, the competitive drills, you know, most of the time they're standing on the sidelines. And, you know, they'll get a chance to show what they can do, but it probably won't be till our big scrimmage on Saturday. And they're going to have to play as well as they can without getting the reps during the week.
And also one question about you. You had a great year last year. Obviously, led the team to the Super Bowl, a high passing rating. How do you improve on that? I mean, is that do you just mentally say, okay, I'm here, I want to go there next year?
No, I mean, there's so much I can improve on. I mean, if you look at a typical game, there's always plays that you can, you know, be better at. And sometimes it's something small that you may think doesn't really affect your game. I mean, just a little thing like where your pitch hits the running back every time. Mm-hmm. It's just one less thing he's got to worry about. If your pitch is always perfect, he can have his eyes downfield watching the stuff that he needs to watch and not worrying about if your pitch is going to be okay. And Jim Zorn makes sure that as a quarterback group, we take a lot of pride in those kinds of things, carrying out your fakes and obviously the decision-making that comes with the quarterback position.
Thanks. What can you say about Lopam here? Pretty tough for you guys. Pretty
he's got, you know, he's a smart player. He's got great instincts, and it makes us better. It's hard, you know. It's hard because, you know, as an offensive player, I don't want to talk any trash. We get to go back at it tomorrow. But they're playing well. They're making a lot of plays. And it's just making us better. I think we're making them better, too.
A couple times it seemed like Marshall even made the comment after the play that, like, he shouldn't have even gotten there.
But some of those drills, you know, they're they're running the ball. Those guys are going to do well against the run. And when there's no pass rush, we're going to do well throwing the ball. You know, those kinds of things. So I think the true test will be when you're in a kind of like a scrimmage situation like we'll have on Saturday. And also some of these special category things where we get to, you know, go ones versus ones and twos versus twos.
What ways, if any, do you think Peterson could make those other two guys better?
I mean, I'm sure a bunch of different ways, just being around. I don't know specifically how they're going to use him. I mean, he can do so many different things, so it's kind of hard for me to say at this point. But he's a good player. I know going against him, having to prepare for him and study for him, that the headache was always, okay, how are they going to decide to use him this week? You know, and it makes it tough to recognize him as an offensive line, also as running backs, quarterback, and his versatility, I think, is pretty good.
Matt, do you feel it's important for you to know, as quarterback, that you have to know what everybody on the offense is doing all along the line, the backs, receivers, that you have to know their role and their job duties as well?
Yeah, I mean, I can't do my job if I don't know that. So I think it's more difficult during a training camp when you got a lot of new faces and people are shuffling around at different positions. You got a new center, new guard, new wide receiver, they're flip-flopping, different tight ends, different running backs. But it's just the nature of training camp, and you got to work through it. Our coaches are installing so many plays and so many formations every night, and to stay on top of the studying part of it, I know it's been tough for me. So it's got to be just incredibly tough for these younger guys and the new guys. So a lot of hard work here at training camp, and some of it's taking place on the football field.
So with that being said, what's the importance to you on left guard?
That's real low priority in terms of the things that I'm concerned about. The things that concern me more are, you know, who's the tailback on this play? Who's the receiver to the tight end side of this play? Who's the tight end this play? Those kinds of things. Up front, the only difference that ever really makes to me is when there's somebody new snapping the ball.
Amen.
Well, those guys have worked hard all offseason. Those guys have been here. Those younger guys, the guys who are practicing now, and they've been improving every day. And You know, tight end's a tough position to learn because you got to learn all the blocking schemes for the running game. You got to learn all the pass protection schemes because we ask you to do that too. And then you got to learn all the routes. So, I mean, quarterback is tough to learn, but I would say tight end's right up there. You got just as much to think about and to do. You got to work in unison with the line, the quarterback, everybody. And those are all new guys. Not one of them's been with us before. So. It's important that they keep playing the way that they're playing.
Given that, how tough is it would be for Jeremy Stevens whenever he does get back to the game versus the figure out?
Yeah, well, trust me, I'm talking to him every day about trying to hurry. But you know.
Hey, how important is cadence as a quarterback, man?
I have no voice right now, so it's very important. It's a weapon. I think that my first meeting here with Jim, he said, all right, the cadence is a weapon. We're going to use it as a weapon, and we've got different cadences that we use. We audible quite a bit. We pretend to audible quite a bit, and it gives you such an advantage as an offense when a guy jumps off sides or even just nudges, you know, as an offensive lineman. Walter Jones will say, you know, when the guy gives away where his first move's going, it's over. I know what he's going to do. I know how to get him. And so it's up to us as a quarterback group to use that cadence, get in and out of the huddle, go on a quick count, go on a long count, go on a hard count, all those things. We got to change that up to give our guys a chance.
Has, speaking of back on the tight end, has Gomez caught your eye at all? He's gotten in there with you.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's gotten in there with me. It's just kind of, you know, whoever's got their air gets to go, and he made a real nice catch yesterday, and Heller had a nice play today. Those guys are coming along. It's a tough job for those guys, I think, getting all these snaps and not having been here, but it's also a great opportunity for them because you know, most of the new guys on our team are standing around watching a lot of the time. These guys are getting to learn by doing it.
He hit Burleson down the middle on one today for a touchdown. How is your relationship with him?
It's good. It's he's playing a new position than he played all summer. You know, so all summer long we were working out, and he's playing you know, a certain position, and now he's playing a new one. So we just gotta, you know, get on the same page that way, and we're working through that. And he's trying to stay up on the playbook as much as possible, but. You know, that was a situation where they're playing two deep coverage with man coverage, and the ball is designed pretty much to go all the other places unless he wins early and wins big. And he won early and won big, and he made a nice catch.
When you talk about flexibility, do you ever go through like other quarterbacks do when they go through yoga and stuff just to stay flexible? Is that something you do?
Yeah, I've done the yoga thing and the Pilates thing, and I hate it, but it's good. You know, I think when it comes to working out, the stuff that you don't like is probably the stuff you need the most. And so, a lot of the older guys do it. Max Strong, you know, he's getting better as he gets older. He does stuff like that. So, I'll follow his example. There's a bunch of guys who do that and take it pretty serious, though.
Now, Peter Warrick obviously went full speed last year when he got here. He's being more of.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with him being full speed is that he knows what we're doing now. You know, when he got here mid-season. It's a totally different offense than on anything he's been in before. And a lot of times when you're thinking, you're not playing real fast. And now he's, you know, he's not thinking so much, and he's playing fast. And he's a great competitor. Whenever we go offense versus defense, he's got something to him. I don't know if it's an intimidation factor or what, but he's a great player, and we just haven't found ways to get him on the field quite yet, but I think that'll happen.
Has Gomez shown you something here at camp, or did you kind of know what kind of player he was before?
Well, he's a fast guy, and, you know, Jabron Hamden's been talking up all his Amsterdam Admiral teammates, all of them. So, yeah, I saw him play in Europe a little bit because I'd watched Jabron's games, and he's definitely got some speed. You know, I think the key for him and for everybody that's new is just to learn the nuances of what we do. And it's a tough offense to learn because so much of it is predicated on just what we've done in the past. And if you weren't here in the past, you've got no way to know that. So all those guys are working hard and improving.
Anything else?